Hey guys, I'm so excited to be sharing this with you guys. Also, maybe a little bit nervous, but mainly excited. Like I shared in the trailer, I have been wanting to start this project for a really long time, and I'm so excited that it's all coming together to be able to share it with you guys now. Yeah, so this episode is just gonna be my story with 2018 and why I wanted to start this podcast and just some of the things I struggled with in 2018 and kind of some of the things I was learning and that year was teaching me and how that kind of made me decide I wanted to make a podcast. And the next week's episode is going to be 2019. So after those two episodes, you guys should have a pretty good kind of glimpse of my life. But yeah, it's going to be an overview. So there's no way I could cover everything that has happened to me in a year in 45 minutes. So I'm going to be doing little mini episodes on different experiences and different lessons that kind of each time point taught me. So right now, this is just going to be an overview of my story. And I hope from me sharing my story that you can relate to it, that if you're struggling with something similar, you don't feel alone. And yeah, if you resonate with any of my story and you want, you know, any tips or just anything, just know that I'm here and I'm sharing this first and foremost because it's a passion project for me. But also, one of my top reasons for sharing this is because the podcast that I listened to when I was struggling and really looking for a path and figuring out kind of adult life, quotation marks, for myself, listening to podcasts and hearing about people's struggles and hearing about a different way of doing things made a huge difference for me. So just know that if you're kind of a circular peg trying to fit into the square hole, that there is a nice circular hole. This is a great metaphor, by the way, that you can fit into that will work. This is going to be explicit. So yeah, fuck the square peg and yeah, live your life as an oval for all I care. Moon shaped, make it interesting. There is a place for you, and if you feel like you're different or have a different way of doing things or people haven't been through what you've been through, there is space for you in this world. And yeah, it's just about accepting and loving yourself and all that you are and a lot more, but that's a start. So yeah. I'm going to start off by two deep breaths before I get into my story because I need it and I feel like you guys probably need it too. So I'm going to start with a breath in through the nose and exhale. Another breath in through the nose and exhale. Letting go of your day, your morning, whenever you are listening to this podcast. Just putting that on pause for a second and yeah, just grounding into the space for now to get ready. So at the start of 2018, I was in my last semester in college and not really in the best place. I went to UNC and it was a pretty I guess high achieving school is a good way to put it. And I felt a lot of pressure on what I was going to do after I graduated. And I had started off senior year pre-med and just planned to take the MCAT later and just planned on giving myself some time and was really firm in that. And slowly throughout that first semester, that just kind of chipped away for me. And by Christmas break of 2017, before the start of my last semester, I just felt super lost. I felt like, is med school right? Do I need to know right now? And what does all of this mean? And why can't I take the MCAT now? Why doesn't this feel right? What am I going to do afterwards? If this isn't right, should I do physical therapy? Should I do this? Should I do this? And just trying to figure out everything possible and spending all of my Christmas break in a coffee shop just trying to figure it out and writing all these lists and, I don't know, Googling, like, when should you give up on a dream? Or, like, what should you do if this blah, 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 which was not helpful at all. I really don't suggest sitting in coffee shops Googling random stuff about what you should do with your life. Google does not have all the answers. there's my first tip. So, yeah, and just with it being Christmas, family members just asking all these questions and me not knowing, and it just spiraling into me feeling even worse. And yeah, just the end of that semester, my anxiety had gotten pretty bad and it was definitely just getting worse all throughout the break. And I was ready to get back to school, just get back into some sort of routine and finish up the semester and have some time to think after I was done. But I got back to school and my anxiety was still really bad and really constant, and so many questions about the future just constantly on my mind. I could not be still. It was like, what am I doing after this? What am I doing for the rest of my life? My plan has been deleted and I don't know what to do with my life now. And there's just a big black hole after graduation, and can someone please help? My anxiety was really, really bad. And I'd lost like 20 to 30 pounds. I just looked horrible and I felt super self-conscious and was just stressed out constantly. And I got back to school and I instantly got sick. I got the flu and pneumonia. And I was sick like the whole first month of the semester and just kind of had to sit around sick in my anxious thoughts about the future. So it was not a good start to the year. And I was also just really done with college at that point. Just really did not resonate with kind of doing the college things anymore and was pretty ready to move on. But just didn't really trust myself a lot in that and wasn't sure how to be different in what I was feeling with that. And yeah, my anxiety was just really bad. So like drinking or doing anything like that just was not something that was good for me at all. It just made it worse. So yeah, I was navigating my way through that semester and lots of anxiety kind of at a disproportionate level. And I had this fear the whole semester that I wasn't going to graduate, which in hindsight, it's really funny because there was never a moment that I was not going to graduate. But things kind of grew throughout the semester. And after I had gotten my physical health back in check, I met with a therapist, and that was really, really helpful. And just kind of coping with the semester and the anxiety I was feeling at that moment. And I started to gain weight and was seeking out different things that I cared about getting in my last semester, which was making things better for me. And yeah, kind of as the semester grew, things started to get better. And I was really realizing kind of what I needed and learning to trust myself again. And I had known the whole time that I just wanted to go home and that I needed space. But I really felt like a failure for doing that. And yeah, I was so hard on myself and really felt like by me going home and not having some impressive job lined up that I was a failure. So yeah, I was just really hard on myself. But as the semester progressed and I kind of told more and more people that that was my plan and kind of got more comfortable with being okay with that, which internally I always felt okay with it. I was just really affected by other people and felt like I wasn't on track, I guess, to the imaginary timeline of life that everyone has created. So as the semester progressed, I started to feel a lot more like myself again and was really appreciating my classes and getting into my classes and enjoying my last semester, which was good. And also, since I had lost a ton of weight, I had also lost my period, and that came back, which doesn't sound like a major thing, maybe, especially if there are males listening to this, but it was huge. It was huge for me. It was so exciting, and I generally felt so much more balanced, mood-wise and hormonally, getting that back, which is just a side note, but anyway, the semester continued, and, you know, it was May, and I was graduating, and I was really excited to be done, and just feeling really good and accomplished that I'd kind of made it through, and just ready to be at home and be at the beach and have some time to just regroup and just kind of ask myself some big questions of kind of what I wanted about life. And I didn't really know what I was looking for of home, just that I needed a break to think about what I actually wanted. And right before I was heading home, I'd kind of decided that I was going to move to San Diego at some point after being home, just because it seemed like a fun idea. I'd always kind of had an interest in California, and everyone seemed to think it was impossible. So I had to do it. So I went home to the beach and was waiting tables. And once I kind of got out of the Chapel Hill environment, I didn't feel as much like a failure for doing that and taking a break. And it was nice to not be in that kind of pressured environment and just kind of allow myself to be at home. And another big part of being home that I did know initially and was something on my mind is that with being pre-med and just in general so into school, I felt like I had kind of lost a part of myself, a part of me that was kind of connected to nature and the ocean and my creativity. And I'd been so academic that I felt like I'd lost a piece of myself, and I needed to find it. And in a way too, I wanted to kind of figure out the anxiety and really heal that. And I think from that, I was kind of exploring holistic methods. And in my last semester, that had been when I had fallen in love with podcasts that were kind of related to self-care and mental health. So I was, you know, listening to those and reading different books and exploring holistic practices and things kind of outside of the Western medicine model, with, you know, nutrition and Ayurveda and getting into astrology and just kind of letting myself explore and letting myself be creative and get back into art and photography and just being by the ocean and being in that kind of stillness to explore was really good for me. But when I first got home, the anxiety I had been experiencing pretty much was gone, but that did not last very long. Within 2 weeks of being home, I got in a car accident and my car was totaled. And from that, the anxiety just came like rushing back. And I was having some problems come up in my living situation with living at home and with my stepmom and with my dad a little bit too. And it was just, I was having a ton of anxiety about the car and getting a new one. And it felt like a big future decision. And it was making me think about San Diego and my future and how do I get a car to plan for the future. And yeah, that in general just brought up a lot of anxiety for me. And I was just kind of, you know, I was around my family at that time and, you know, they hadn't really lived with me in that context since I'd been in college. And I was just getting a lot of commentary or just a lot of comments that like my anxiety wasn't okay and that it was too much. And why did I think about things so much? And kind of all of these comments that were just making me, and I guess I got some of them during my last semester when I would call, that were just making me feel so much shame for it. And I was already feeling terrible because I didn't like my anxiety and I was trying to get rid of it. And then my family was saying it's too much. And so the shame around that was just really building, and that wasn't good. So the summer kind of progressed and I had some more stuff come up with like changing jobs, and then that was just causing me so much anxiety at the time, just changing jobs. And so I did that, and then in August I had some trips planned, and specifically on a trip I had to San Diego because it was my plan to move there and I had never been there before. Everything just really opened up for me on this trip. It was just, I could see everything so clearly. And yeah, I felt so expansive on the trip. And everything was really opening up for me. And I felt free to just be myself in a capacity that I just hadn't really felt before. I just, to really be kind of all of myself. And I didn't feel like at college or at home I really had the capacity to be that person in my fullness. So with that, I kind of was able to see the truth that I needed to leave my living situation, that I needed to quit the job I was in. And yeah, I came back from that trip just knowing that I needed to make some changes. And I got back and I couldn't stay another night in my living situation. And I stayed somewhere else that night, got a different living situation. And then like within 2 weeks, I was quitting my job. But before that, it was my 22nd birthday and I hadn't quit my job yet. And a lot of my friends were gone and my family kind of didn't acknowledge my birthday. And it was kind of it was a strange year for me because the past birthdays had been with a ton of friends and college and just a lot more meaningful. And this one was just kind of strange and anticlimactic. And me and one of my best friends from home, we both kind of, our life, we're both in chaos, and we were just ended up, it was like the most beautiful day at the beach, and we were just crying, both of us, and I was stressed about quitting my job, and I think I was feeling with turning another year, I was feeling into the changes that were on the horizon, that were happening. I feel like I'd kind of been in this state of, I don't want to call it denial, but kind of like pause after graduating, because I hadn't, you know, I hadn't gotten a job, I hadn't left yet, and I was really feeling into the kind of transition of college is over, and this time that you said you're going to be at home is almost over, because I had planned to leave in September or October, which I had pushed back to October. And yeah, I was just feeling a lot of change at that time. And just over the course of me being home, everyone had been, not everyone, a lot of people had been very, I guess, almost judgmental of me being there, or the whole mentality of don't get stuck there, which just made me feel even more guilty for being home, because everyone was like, you gotta get out or you're gonna be stuck here. So kind of after my birthday, I quit my job and I was working less hours and having actually the time to myself that I had needed all summer. But I had been working like six days a week the whole summer. And now I was finally working less and actually having some time to myself to really think and kind of process the past 4 years and really connect to those parts of myself that I had felt like I had lost in undergrad in a real and tangible way. And a lot of growth, and kind of just a lot of falling back in love with life and slowing down and realizing how beautiful it was if you just slowed down to the simple joys of life. I was really feeling into that in September. And with that, I was supposed to leave, or my plan was to leave kind of the first week of October for San Diego. And I just really felt this voice that I wasn't ready. And I can remember talking to a friend, and I saw her in a coffee shop, and I was like, I don't know. I don't think I'm ready. I don't know. And her saying, like, stop saying you don't know. You do know. You do know the truth. And the truth was, I wasn't ready to leave, but I didn't want to acknowledge that. So with that kind of coming up and leaving coming up, I was feeling so much anxiety about leaving and kind of knowing I didn't want to leave, but feeling like I had to, and yeah, not trusting that maybe I wasn't ready or I just didn't want to yet. And I can remember kind of going to a doctor's appointment, and I was so anxious and crying and not ready to leave. And I remember her telling me that sometimes what you want and what's best for you aren't the same thing. And that really, really stuck with me. And kind of from there, I kind of just realized that maybe my mental health wasn't stable enough to leave. And I also think, kind of in retrospect, looking back, that something that showed me, and a lot of other things in the course of me being home and that semester showed me, is that a lot of times I had anxiety as like a cue that I wasn't following my intuition when I was trying to force myself to do things that my intuition was very directly telling me not to do. And that's when I experienced anxiety. So yeah, I think in some contexts, it's, you know, it's a signal. It's telling you, no, that's not right for me. And it just was completely overriding that until I, you know, surrendered and listened. And I decided that I was going to stay. And I accepted that, you know, maybe I wasn't mentally healthy enough and ready enough to leave yet. And maybe I was still healing, and instead of running, maybe the stronger thing was to stay and to look at all the things that had happened in the past that I hadn't really dealt with, and to really commit to healing. And yeah, that's what I did. I I was working less and I invested in a different therapist and I like got a notebook and I made a plan and I was gonna really commit to myself and actually putting myself first for once. And yeah, just really, really focusing on my own needs and what I needed to heal. And a big thing that I knew that I needed to work on was perfectionism. So I kind of went into my first like new therapy session and was like, I'm gonna learn to let go of perfectionism, I'm gonna heal my past, and I'm gonna learn to listen to my intuition. And there were like three like bullets that I was going to figure out with my little like clipboard that I had. And yeah, I had no idea what I was in for. I'll take a sip of water. Yeah, so I wonder if you guys can hear me swallowing. Anyway, I'm sure that sounds interesting, so enjoy that. But yeah, I started off on that, and October was really, the floodgates opened in October, and I really realized that in high school and in college, I'd been so shut off from my emotions, and I hadn't, to not feel things, I had stayed so busy in high school and so busy in college that I never really had to feel anything that had happened in my life. And I didn't even really know how to feel my feelings or to feel my emotions. And just that some of the things that had happened that had been really challenging, that I hadn't kind of processed the pain from those situations. And with letting go of perfectionism too, it was, and letting go of the external pressures and the external timeline and, you know, everything I had been told, and letting go of these structures and guidelines that I had been raised around, and deconstructing my family dynamic and deconstructing why I was the way that I was and why I did certain things. It was, yeah, it was really deep and heavy work. And I had the realization that if I didn't stay and do this now, I would be running from myself, from this work, my whole life, if I didn't deal with this now. So, yeah, that is what I did. In October too, I had a love interest, you could call it, and that was definitely interesting. I think it was really beautiful. It helped me kind of see myself in this lens of giving myself unconditional love and stepping out of perfectionism and allowing another person to be that way too. And it was a really beautiful container for me to see that. And it was also kind of a distraction looking back, but I think it taught me a lot and was kind of meant to complement that process for a reason. So in October, I was having a lot of light bulb moments, you could say, with letting go of perfectionism and everything. And kind of from that, I guess the door opened in October, and then with November, everything started to get really challenging. And I can remember being around my dad and him kind of saying that the person that I was then wasn't the same person anymore, and that I used to default to joy and happiness and connection. And now that I kind of defaulted to sadness and pressure and pain. And yeah, that really stuck with me. And to a degree, I didn't feel like the same person either. And my junior year of college, I experienced something really hard and I hadn't really processed it. And since then, I hadn't been the same. And yeah, during my junior year, my mom had been really struggling with depression and had been suicidal, and it was kind of a semester long struggle for me in the beginning of that year of really being in chronic stress or kind of a trauma state. But I was so the tough one, the strong one in that point, that I didn't tell anyone what was going on, and I didn't acknowledge that it could be anything like that, and I never thought of that as something that could be stressful or traumatic, and I never acknowledged that that could be something that could change my baseline or change the way that I responded in life, and clearly it had. And from that, and kind of just realizing all these things, and I guess having like internal struggles with myself on really just trying to surrender and let go of all the perfectionism and let go of having a plan or what was going to happen next, and all of these questions and everything that was just swirling around in me at that time. It felt like everything that I knew was being upheaved. And yeah, from that and more into November, the kind of love interest thing I had, that kind of fell apart, which was probably for the best. And yeah, from there, I kind of went into December, and I had been thinking that I wanted to stay home longer and had been taking away some of the guilt that people had placed on me of staying there and getting trapped or stuck or whatever word they had said. And yeah, kind of with realizing some more things and talking to a friend and a beautiful human and mentor and person, that kind of she happened to be experiencing kind of similar things as me at that time, and we both were just realizing so many things about our life and just really feeling so disconnected and just almost like we didn't belong to our space, like we didn't even belong to our body, that we were just so disconnected from everything with all that we were kind of experiencing together. And I just thank God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, that I had someone that was experiencing something similar as me to kind of go through that. But anyway, at that moment, I was kind of realizing that I just needed to go. I just needed to get out of my current situation and go somewhere. And basically, I got a card reading, and the card said, like the first card this lady pulled said, and I'm saying this lady, but she is going to be on the podcast, and she's an amazing, beautiful human that was a huge part of this process for me too, in trusting my intuition and connecting in that way. But she drew a card for me, and the first card said, "Go now." And all the other cards were indicative of leaving immediately. And from that, it was just like I just needed some sort of external validation that it was time to leave. And yeah, in 2 weeks, I quit my job. I got a new job in San Diego, and I packed my car up and had planned my stops along the way. And yeah, plan to leave like the 5th of January for 2019. And the friend that I was connected with then, she had already left, and it all felt so chaotic and so crazy at that moment. And I knew that I needed to leave, but I don't think I ever really felt like I was moving. I felt like I was leaving, but it all felt so surreal because I didn't really have a distinct timeline of when I needed to get to San Diego. And yeah, my whole life was in my car, and I think I didn't believe that I was actually going to leave until I started driving, and I didn't believe I was going to make it there. But yeah, that will be continued for next week's episode. And I know that all of this probably sounds like a lot, and especially the time, I would say from October to November, I'm definitely going to go more in detail of everything I was going through with that experience, because it's very hard for me to explain in this moment of just everything that you thought to be true, not being true, realizing why you are the way you are, and your family dynamic and your past, and that you've never felt your feelings, and realizing that like everything you've ever been told is just, I guess, a construct of society, and learning to let go and surrender and trust the process of your life and not have a plan, and also not to be perfectionistic. In that minute, I just listed almost everything that was happening to me in those 2 months, and it was a lot. It created a whole new reality for me in those 2 months, and some of you guys may resonate with this, and some of you guys may completely not resonate with this, but it felt like my kind of breakdown to breakthrough moment. And in that time, I kind of realized that because of all this stuff that had kind of happened in the past and these things I hadn't really processed, that I felt like I didn't deserve to be happy. And that was like a really scary, terrible realization for me. And I don't know how it sounds, because I don't know how it sounds to you. But to me, it just, my heart goes out to that girl that felt that way. And also, I think in those kind of breakdown moments, to get to the other side, you can't lie to yourself about how you're feeling. And I think there is really this power in admitting how bad things are, and from that there is this kind of breakthrough moment. And I think in that there was this breakdown to breakthrough moment, and this kind of spiritual awakening, and this new life, and this openness. And it wasn't a scary dark black hole like it was in the beginning. It was expansion and trust and so much openness, and realizing that there were no rules. that was a huge thing for me, realizing my life didn't have to have any rules. And yeah, that it was whatever I wanted to create it to be. The only rule was to trust my intuition. And that was really freeing for me. So yeah, like I said, I'm going to be going through different pockets of 2018, in more detail, little selective episodes, more about specific topics to kind of dive into certain lessons and certain events and certain memories that really helped me, and just little lessons or things that I think have really changed the way I live and the way that I think about things. And 2019, my message, which you'll learn next week, for that year was freedom. And that's what I want from this podcast, is for you to be able to freely express your emotions and freely be yourself, and to not be a perfectionist about things, and just let all of that go and be your messy and wild and beautiful selves. And that's, and to let go of shame and to just be all of that. And yeah, that's really my mission too with this podcast. But I'm going to wrap this up because I could probably talk about all of this forever. But thank you guys for listening. Yeah, tell me your feedback. I know that this was a lot to share, and it was very vulnerable and personal for me to share too. So I hope you appreciate that, and thank you so much. I love you guys, and yeah, thank you. And I will be in your ears next week for my story of 2019, which there's a little bit more emotion. It's a little bit more exciting. 2018 was more a year of a lot of thinking and realizing, and 2019 was a year of action and realizing things and learning from doing, and 2018 was learning from being. So yeah, I cannot wait to share that with you guys next week. And again, thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. All right. Bye.